So, bumped into Tristan Wolfe back at the Fringe. So there's a story there too, of a man that's not here for the first time. The Hunters of Ghost Hall, who were in the noisiness of the first Fringe City weekend. Tristan, tell us about the story behind this story.
The story behind this story, well, I'm not quite sure how I really came up with the idea. I was kind of thinking about looking at people that were looking for things in the past, past history, and then I sort of jumped on the ghost idea and kind of ran with it, and I think I had a few mad dreams, and it kind of formed overnight.
I hear you have more mad ideas, because this isn't just a straight play, is it?
No, it's, we're doing it, it's kind of mad, we're doing it in the round, and we've got, it's a spooky mansion, you know, I try to make it as fun as I can. We've got, like, two pairs of people roaming around a spooky mansion, two are TV ghost hunters, and two are looking for something completely different, but each pair don't know they're there, and, I don't really want to say too much more. So.
As a writer, I'm always interested in the writing process. So when the idea came to you, what do you then do? Do you write the whole damn thing, or does it build over time?
No, I went through, I think, six drafts of the play. So I had kind of the outline from the start. It's just kind of fleshing it out, really, making it, you know, putting all the lines in between the plot.
And do you have people you bounce off?
Well, I did several read-throughs of people, and then I actually worked with the cast on the last three drafts, so we kind of workshopped it a bit, so to get the, because I got them into the characters, and then we kind of worked on that a little bit, so some of the play kind of developed in workshops.
So you do use your cast to help you rewrite it?
I do. I mean, I'm not, they, you know, it's still my work, but, you know, they get a feel of the characters, and so they get to know really what they feel like they should be doing and saying. Obviously they still got to follow the same plot of the overall play, but the individual lines that they say may change them, like, you know, to feel, make them feel like they're actually saying them properly, you know, naturally.
And in terms of staging it, I mean, is it the actors and the way you've written it that brings the mansion to life, or is there a big set?
There's no big set. It's quite a simple set. We're staging it in the round, so I want the audience to feel like they're actually in the spooky mansion. And you know, I'm going to light it quite spookily as well. We actually have got somebody composing music for the entire play that's going to give it a spooky feel. Like,
I mean, that's a great opportunity to have someone write music for it.
I know, he's writing it right now, so he's just finished his master's. So
as writer, have you kind of given him clues about what you mean by spooky?
Yes, we talked a lot. We talked about lots of different horror films and ghost films and that sort of thing. You know, we're on the same wavelength, and we kind of, I sat down with him the script for a good 3-4 hours, and he's come to see Tech Run as well. So we all know what, you know, he's on the same wavelength as, you know. So,
deeply personal question: do you believe in ghosts?
That's a good question. Possibly.
Have you ever seen one?
I might have heard one. I don't know whether it was just something falling off a shelf.
If I told you that there was a mansion in Sussex that was believed to be dangerously haunted,
oh, really?
would you go and sleep there on your own for a dare?
I don't know. I might do.
You might do, okay. When you actually read the script now, you know, are you really satisfied with it, or is this on a journey somewhere else?
Actually, I'm going to be redeveloping it later in the year because I'm happy with it for the Brighton Fringe because I'm aware the Brighton Fringe, you know, hour's a good time slot for a play, so I can write a longer version of the play, which is probably what I'm going to do.
And also, it's good to bring quality work here, but also to say it's in development.
It is. I mean, I'm quite happy as an hour as it is. We're going to be taking it elsewhere. We're taking it to London in summer, and I'm also going to be making a different version of it for a Halloween special. And I actually have got a haunted place in Brighton booked. Well, I'm not going to say where yet.
Okay. Which might bring some real ghosts into the audience.
There might be some real ghosts. It's supposed to be very haunted. So, yeah.
Final thing then. Yeah, what will be your invitation to people to come in this busy Fringe, come see the ghosts? The Hunters of Ghost Hall.
I think it's. They'll enjoy it. If they like spooky drama, it's a little bit fun and it's a little bit spooky. There's a bit of mystery in there. Come along and see what it's all about.
Okay. Tristan, thanks ever so much for talking to Fringe Review.